The federal judge who challenged the wording of the Pledge of Allegiance has put the brakes on enforcing his ruling. Yesterday, Judge Alfred T. Goodwin wrote in a 2-1 decision for the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that the words "one nation under God" violate separation of church and state. Today, he put his ruling on indefinite hold, which means kids everywhere can continue to recite the pledge until his fellow court members decide what to do about the case. The controversy sparked by the ruling brought out patriots all over the country. From the U.S. Capitol to state legislatures around the country, lawmakers went out of their way to recite the pledge themselves and chastise the appeals court for its original ruling. While the pledge is familiar to nearly everyone who passes through the public school system in America, few know where it came from. One person who does is Dr. John W. Baer. He wrote the book, The Pledge of Allegiance, A Short History. Baer says the pledge was written more than 100 years ago by a man named Francis Bellamy.
He was in charge of writing up the whole program for the public school celebration of Columbus Day of 1892. And this was put in the Youth Companion magazine, which had a circulation of 500,000, a weekly publication.
What was Francis Bellamy trying to say with the Pledge of Allegiance? What was it he wanted it to represent?
Well, he was trying to get the essence of American democracy, and of course, one nation, indivisible. He was an enthusiast for the Union, and he knew the essence of American democracy was equality, liberty, and justice for all. And his version was changed in 1923, and he was very sore about that.
How was it changed in 1923?
Well, 1892, he wrote, I pledge allegiance to my flag and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And in 1893, he used that as an international peace pledge for the Human Freedom League. I see in 1893, all the good guys were republics. You had Switzerland, you had France, you had the United States, and you had some of the Latin American republics. So this pledge could be used by any republic. In 1923, he got irritated because the American Legion, the DAR, changed the pledge to, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, instead of my flag.
Can you tell me why in 1954 did they add the words under God? What was going on at that time that...
Officially the Knights of Columbus are the ones that requested it.
Did President Eisenhower make that official somehow? Did he bring it to Congress?
It had been put in the congressional resolution in 1953, so he signed it in on Flag Day, June 14th, 1954. But I don't think he really had that much to do with it. All he had to do was say, okay.
It's interesting that Francis Bellamy, who was a Baptist minister, didn't want those words in the... In the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, I'm not sure he didn't want them. All we know is he never considered them. And his granddaughter said in the 1954 period that she thinks he would have opposed it.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Dr. John W. Baer, he wrote the book, The Pledge of Allegiance, A Short History. He spoke to us from his home in Annapolis, Maryland.